It's time to say good morning to Sophia. Hello, Sophia. How are you?
Good. Hi.
Thank you for joining us, Sophia Halton. You're in 10th grade.
Yep.
And are homeschooled and in Plumborough. Tell me a little bit about what you like to do, a little bit about yourself.
Well, I am a big writer. I've been doing it ever since, I don't know, when I was 9 years old, I decided I wanted to write a novel, and it kind of just spiraled on from there. So I've been writing pretty much ever since then. I have written a few novels, lots and lots of short stories.
Wow. Do you remember what inspired you to first do that when you were so young?
I can't actually say. Books have always been a very, very large part of my life. My dad's a big reader, and he's always inspired me and my siblings to just read all the time. Our house is full of books. So it kind of just felt natural to me when I was just like, oh, I love books so much. Why don't I just write one?
Yet they say that if you want to become a really good writer, it's important to read a lot.
Yeah.
Are there kinds of books these days that you particularly like?
I'm a really big fan of fantasy, so I've been reading a whole lot of YA fantasy, some YA fantasy romance, which are very popular right now. So that's mostly the genres I write in and the stuff I read, though I do like classics too sometimes.
Now, I'm curious, it's a weird question, but I almost do all of my reading on a screen device. I don't have a Kindle. I just use my phone, but it's the Kindle app.
Yeah.
How do you do it?
I have a Kindle, but I mostly just use that to read stuff I've written for like editing purposes. But most of the time, I just get books from the library and buy books. I own way too many books.
It's physical books.
Yeah, mostly.
I'm finishing up a book right now, and I really like it. It's a nonfiction book, but I sometimes am getting lost as to how far am I along or what page did they say this, and it gets to be kind of tough. Are there other things that you like doing?
I dabble in other kinds of writing occasionally. I do some poetry. I like to write songs sometimes, and I'm trying to teach myself to play the guitar via the glorious powers of YouTube. And pretty much it's all reading, writing. That's my entire personality.
that's good to feel so focused. Have you thought about what you want to do after graduation? I suspect writing is fine.
Yeah, so I really, really want to go into publishing, but obviously that's a very hard industry to get into. It takes a lot of luck. So my tentative, I want to maybe, I don't know, be a librarian, be an editor for other people's novels. Definitely something book-oriented.
And there's so many, it's so early to be even thinking about that at this point, but it's always curious to think about that. When I was in 10th grade, I always loved to write, but that was when I particularly started to love writing and to want to spend a lot of time doing it. And I probably stopped after graduation because I didn't have as much time as I used to. So you entered the Scholastic Writing and Art and Writing Awards program, and you emerged as one of the honorees. That had to be really exciting.
It was pretty exciting. It was around fall of last year, I kind of just decided I wanted to start submitting to things to get published, get awards, just start trying to put my work out there. And it was one of the first things I actually won. So it was definitely inspiring, like, I can't actually do this.
That's, it has to be amazing for you to, how did they call you or email you?
I just got an email.
That's great. Well, your story, you wrote a story called Hot Air Balloon.
Yep.
And I'm glad you brought it with you and you're going to share it with us. Is there anything we should know ahead of time, or does it, I'm sure it stands on its own, but is there any introduction you'd like to give before sharing it?
Well, so it's, I was told to bring a 2-page excerpt to the story, which is probably 15 pages long. So it's not the full story on its own, but I'm sure the scene will make sense.
Ah, okay.
It's near the beginning.
So this is a portion then of your story, Hot Air Balloon.
Yep. Do I start reading it? Okay.
Yeah, you're all set.
Mm-hmm. The balloon dipped close towards the tree canopy, branches snapping against the basket and filling the air with the brain-tingling sound of whispering leaves. She stood with her waist practically folded over the edge, let her fingers run through the green. Her dress fluttered and danced around her ankles, the long braids of her hair cascading down her back like rainfall. Though the vast spread of the forest beneath us was one of the most eye-widening sights we'd passed over in our travels, I admit that I was looking more at her than anything else, only occasionally plucking a flower from a higher branch to worry away its petals in my fingers. "I've been thinking," I said to her, which was an odd thing to say. Those days I fought less than I felt. But the words had been brushing against my mind for days, then, a wisp of memory against an otherwise clear sky. "About when you found me." She turned her head sideways, paying no mind to the way it set her slightly off balance. "You mean," she said, "when we found each other? You were the one with the balloon. It wasn't really mine, you know." I nodded, because I did. She told me of her life before, and probably more beyond that we'd both forgotten. The thing was, details didn't matter then. Then the balloon was ours, period, end of sentence, end of story. But, you know, barely thinking about it, I reached down to prepare a brilliantly sunset-colored flower from its branch and cupped it in my hands. I used inspecting it as an excuse not to meet her eyes. I wasn't really mine then, either. For possibly endless moments, we were both silent, quiet. Even the wind, the murmurings of the leaves, and the scattered chirpings of birds seemed to become muted. Once, I felt, a silence like that would have shoved me stumbling into nervous thoughts of what I could have said or done wrong. To my amusement, I found that was no longer the case. I could wait for a response, or she could never respond. Either way, the balloon would drift on much as it had before. Eventually, she swung her torso back down, arms dangling freely. Even without seeing her face, I knew she was smiling. "I'm glad you found me, for both our sakes." I considered telling her that she undoubtedly helped my sake much more than I did hers. Instead, I tucked the flower behind my ear, took one step across the basket's floor, and sidled up next to her. I thought it said about the same thing, and if it didn't, she knew what I was thinking anyway. Eventually, I registered the feeling of soft skin against mine and looked down to see I was holding her hand. I don't know which of us laced our fingers around the others first. Perhaps it was mutual. And that's it.
Wow. Beautifully read and written. Tell me about the process for writing for you. Did you have a basic outline in mind?
So the whole story is inspired off actually two songs that I really like. So the first one is just called Hot Air Balloon, and the second one is called Sunburn, and they're both from by this artist called Owl City, which I'm a big fan of. So So the whole premise of just two people flying around in a hot air balloon, being happy and romantic and cute and whatever, came from those songs. And I kind of just took the vibe of what I wanted to do and let it go from there. And the whole story is kind of an arc from going to the...
No,
it's hard to explain it.
No, you're explaining it perfectly.
So, yeah.
The idea that these songs would inspire you to write what you've written is really kind of cool.
Yeah, thank you.
And to extend that work, wow, really interesting. I wonder if you should send your story to the person who wrote that song.
Maybe. Fan mail. Yeah, so it's definitely, it's not one of the best things I've written, this story, but I like it. I feel like the writing is, it's some of the better descriptive writing I've done.
Yeah,
at least.
I think it was really incredible. Is there a process of drafting and redrafting for you?
Yeah, so definitely for the first draft, I kind of just, especially since I was submitting this to a competition, I had to write it under a word limit. So I think it was 3,000 words, and 1,000 words is give or take like 3 pages. So I had to, usually my first draft is a little over the word limit. I just kind of let the story get out there and just be done. And then I'll print it out and I'll like take a plethora of color-coded highlighters and pencils and whatever, and I'll mark it up to see like what isn't working, what's awkward, what do I actually like about the story. And then I think the story went through at least 2 more drafts. Like with the first one, I like actually changed some scenes and like rewrote stuff to like make the theme more cohesive. And then the last one, I probably just did grammar and sentence structure and the like.
That's hard to do, to edit yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also hard to write to a word count. I don't know if you felt limited.
I definitely did. I always do.
What advice would you have for writers around your age or younger?
My advice would definitely be to work at it consistently. I write pretty much every day. It's my self-imposed goal that I have to write 1,000 words every day in like one or another of my projects. And I feel like that definitely has helped me really progress in my skill. So definitely write consistently and write what you want to. Don't write whatever you feel like makes sense. Like, take whatever idea you want and run with it. The weirder, the better, usually.
Wow. I've had a lot of people share advice, and that's the first advice of this type anybody's made. Usually it's, do an outline or write about what you know or read a lot, or you had kind of mentioned it with respect to drafting the story, not to really worry too much about the details, just to let it flow. But the idea of making yourself write every day, as you pointed out, that's a really good observation.
Oh, thank you.
Is there anybody you would like to say hello to or acknowledge? I know, I think Samantha, your sister.
I'm sure she's out there somewhere.
Is here.
Yeah.
Oh, and your mom.
Yep, they're both out there somewhere. And my dad told me that he would be listening, and I'm sure a bunch of other of my various relatives are. So hello to all you guys.
Well, I just noticed your mom's name is Ricky.
Mm-hmm.
And she's Ricky over there. So there's two. There's two Rickies, which is rare, right?
It
you don't
is,
have
definitely.
Too many. It's been so nice to have you here. Is there anything else you'd like to add about the program itself or your relationship with writing?
No, not really. I felt the Scholastic Writing Awards is definitely a fun thing to submit to, so especially since they have like so many different categories and like you can practically submit anything. So it is definitely a good place to get your work out there for other young writers.
Well, congratulations. I hope we'll see you again as you continue to write. And I'm eager to read the rest of the story. You really did a great job sharing
Thank
it.
Thank you.
Thanks. Congratulations. Sophia Helton is who you just heard, a 10th grader in the Plum area. She's homeschooled. And thanks to Leslie Westner of the Scholastic Writing Awards Program at Point Park University for helping us with connecting with Sophia. Thanks for being with us.